you're about to listen to is part of the Podgods Network. If you go to podgodsnetwork.com, you'll find other great shows there too. If you have a problem with this or any other show, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Have a nice day.
Of the human mind. From the darkest well of twisted debauchery comes an experience that only Sin City can create. It's time for the Rockin' Comedy Show! Our host, Crazy Jay, will bring you the rockin' comedy show from the 44th floor of the RCS Learning Center of Adult Pleasures in downtown Las Vegas, next to the infamous Dumpster Number 3. Jay brings you the best of music and comedy that Sin City has to offer from the walls of his electronic sandbox. So sit back, close your eyes, and get ready, because here comes Crazy Jay!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy Jay with you, live up here on the 44th floor, Monday through Friday, right up here in the electronic sandbox, surrounded by the beautifully padded walls. Keeps me from hurting myself. Yes, yes, yes. You're familiar with the place that overlooks Dumpster Number 3, across the way from the shoe store where the trannies buy their shoes. We've got a great show. A lot of people have been talking about it. It's been trending on Twitter today. It's been on Facebook today. This is it. This is 8 days and 8 minutes of the Beatles Day 1. Now, for those of you that don't know what's going on. Last Friday, Paul Casey on the show came in to talk to us about the Beatles celebration that's going to be going on all month of August. And next Friday morning, 8 a.m., they are down at East Fremont and 6th Street, and they're doing a dedicated street to Abbey Road LV. And I've been down there. I've seen the mural. I took pictures today. It's going to be a big thing. Like, there's going to be local celebrities. The mayor is going to be down there. We're going to be broadcasting live next Friday at 8 a.m. So we won't be on in the afternoon, but we're going to be down there. It's going to be part of it. And we're looking very much forward to it. We're all very excited. You get to photo opportunities with a, you know, professional photographer taking pictures of you walking across the Abbey Road, Las Vegas, just like the Beatles. It's a lot of fun. Well, then we decided we were going to do 8 days and 8 minutes of the Beatles, and that meant we were going to get local artists to come in, do their favorite Beatles songs for 8 minutes, and leave it at that. And today we have a very special guest coming in. He's no stranger to the show because he's a phenomenal guitar player in Billy Dare and the Pumps. I'm talking about our friend Bernie Hamburger. If you don't know much about Bernie, outside of Billy Dare and the Pumps, he makes guitars and makes fantastic guitars. He's made guitars for like Howard Leese. And the reason he's on today, he's made guitars for George Harrison. So we're going to talk to him, find out how he got hooked up with George and the relationship they had and all that good stuff. And because this took off about midnight last night, Paul Casey said, "Hey, I have 3 available spots for the show on the 20th. Is going to be the big Beatles celebration rooftop concert, things going on all day. He needs artists to fill time. So he asked if I knew anybody, and I said, well, why don't we use the Rock and Comedy Show as a way to get people to audition to see if they're good enough to be out there and to do the platform. Instantly, artists just bam, bam, bam started hitting me up wanting to be a part of it. So now, pretty much next week, it's going to be 8 days of Beatles, 8 minutes every hour. Because we have 3 or 4 artists that just want to come in. What they're going to do, they're just going to come in. They're not like a scheduled guest on the show. They're just going to come in. They're going to do their 8 minutes. They're going to be tuned. They're going to be ready to go. We're going to film them on the webcam, and we're going to capture the video, and then we're going to post them later. And everybody's going to get to vote for their favorites, and the 3 that seem to do the best are the 3 that we're going to pick to go down there. There's going to be international coverage, all kinds of stuff, so it's a great opportunity for all of them. So if you like what you see, let us know, take part in it, vote, call in, do whatever. Speaking of calling in, phone lines are open, 702-600-4204. That's 702-600-4204. Follow me on Twitter, at Rockin' Comedy. And we've got 2 Facebook pages that you can like if you have not done so yet. We have Rockin' Comedy Radio and the Rockin' Comedy Show. It's going to be an awesome show today, on top of all the Beatles stuff, because I'm excited about playing the Beatles music. I love the Beatles. We've got the Funnies at 5. We've got the Best of Craigslist. We've got the news. And coming up in just a few minutes, Darius Stoned. Takes him a little longer to get here now since his scooter's been wrecked. But if you want to call us, please do. I'd love to talk to you. Maybe you got a Beatles story, favorite Beatles song, whatever, let me know. 702-600-4204. That's 702-600-4204. But it's Friday, and it's a feel-good Friday. I'm feeling good, so let's play some feel-good music, and we'll be back.
And Yo, I crave the feeling of my feet, walking on the heat down Avalon Street. The concrete's crunching underneath, my truck's a tweet, and my lady Santa Cruz, so her hair's up leashed. I know I'll reach, cause what we preach is what we learn, and what we teach is that our love is always given when it's earned concern. So we hang out with everyone we see and give them courage to grow and some music to breathe. You got me thinking,
man.
Dude's
it falls down.
One of the most requested groups in the history of the Crazy J Show and the Rockin' Comedy Show, The Uninvited, right there with She Talks to the Rain. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're live. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got Bernie Hamburger, and we have our first 8 minutes of Beatles. That's right. Coming up, you're not going to want to miss it. I'm not going to tell you who the artist is that's coming in yet. We're going to wait till we get a little bit closer, but he's good. He's been on the show before. And he's phenomenal. So just stick with that. You'll like it. Anyway, if you want to give me a call, please do. It's Friday. You got to be doing something for the weekend. You got to be having fun. Tonight, I'm seeing these guys. Weezer.
That disco sucks. I ended up with nobody and I started feeling dumb. Maybe I should play the lead guitar and Pat should play the drums. Take me back, back to the shack, back to the strap with the lightning strap. Kicking the no-more hardcore, rocking out like it's 94. Let's turn up the radio, turn off those stupid singing shows. Settled down with my girl and I made up with my dad. Had to go and make a few mistakes so I could find out who I am. I'm letting all of these feelings out even if it means I fail. Cause this is what I was meant to do and you can't put that on sale. Take me back, back to the shack, back to the strat with the lightning strap. Kicking the door.
Vegas musicians, DJs, podcasters, or anyone who does home recordings. Have you heard about E-Studio Star? Of course you haven't, because they just opened, but they're located at 5725 South Valley View Boulevard. They've got condenser mics, USB mics, wireless systems, speakers, monitors, power amps. They've got everything you need for studio recording, DJ gear, and instruments. See something you don't like? Well, fucking buy it anyways. They need the money. They really need the money because they're brand spanking new. Mention the Rockin' Comedy Show and they'll give you 10% off. And did I mention that if you see something that you don't like the price of, you can steal it. Just fucking take it. Or you can go to their website, estudiostar.com, and make them an offer.
I'm Shane.
I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Matt.
And we're the Nerds and Beer Podcast. We're the nerdiest beer drinkingest podcast on rock and comedy radio.
Ooh, yeah.
Your favorite source for movies, comics, video games, anything nerd related, all while accompanied by a couple of tasty beers. So check us out every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on rock and comedy radio. Clinky, clinky.
I'm here to tell you about Juan's Flaming Fajitas and Cantina, the best Mexican restaurant in all of Las Vegas. Located at 9640 West Tropicana, the food is so fresh that even Mexicans can't tell the difference between this and, say, their mama's cooking. By the way, do you like beans and rice? Of course you do, and you'll get lots of that here. Not only that, but they also have chimichangas, burritos, pollo asada. You can get one item, two item, three item combinations, and everywhere in between. Something for the whole family. Not only that, but there are also white kids working there too. Well, the food is amazing. It is a happy hour every day from 3 to 7. Great drink specials like the Corona Rita for $6. And you can drink those all you like. $6 is cheap. That's only about 100 pesos. Not bad. Even my cousins across the border can afford that. Okay, if you need to call them, it's 702-823-1400. That's Juan's Flaming Fajitas and Cantina.
It's your daily dose of Who Asked You. Here's what we're talking about.
And now the stuff nightmares are made of. An Alabama man is suing Princeton Baptist Medical Center along with two clinics and two doctors after the surgeons botched, and that's an understatement, his circumcision. I like the sympathy from Charlie over here. Johnny Lee Banks Jr. says he went in for the routine procedure, but when he awoke from the surgery, his dick had been completely amputated.
What?
The suit claims, the suit claims the man and his wife, Zelda, they were never given an explanation why it was removed.
They were never given an explanation.
So, yeah. This surgeon was having a bad day.
Apparently, yeah. They also
say... This is the equivalent of getting spit in your burger.
They also say...
I think it's a little worse than that, Charlie.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll gladly eat some burger spit if I get to keep my penis.
And let's hope to God that's never a choice we have to make.
Right?
What is this? What did the fucking chart say? What's this...
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? How could that be?
Well, they
how? The couple, how did he think this was a circumcision?
The couple says they also never they never gave their consent for the amputation. The doctors and hospitals are accused of negligence.
Negligence?
Well, at the very least.
Right? Yeah.
Jesus.
Zelda is also claiming loss of consortium. So.
Did they get his dick reattached? They get the dick back?
It doesn't sound like it. No, I think.
Oh,
they,
no, we need to know how this ends.
Yeah, they detached it. I'll keep an eye on this story.
They cut it off and put it in a shredder.
Yeah, I think. Oh, so. Yeah, they probably threw it in the biohazard bag and whatever else they put it wherever they
went. It went in the bin with all the needles.
No, dude, this is fucked up. They ruined this guy's fucking life, man.
No, like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They better make him some fucking prosthetic
reparations
dick or
something, of right? some
kind. No kidding. Yeah. So, well,
make him some robo
gadget
dick.
Thing.
Yeah. Right. Man.
They need a donor from a post op.
Some fucking
yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Donor.
Some fucking porn dick gets so back on.
God. Yeah. I wonder if you could do that.
You get up. You get it upgraded.
Yeah. That would be amazing. Like
you put it on ice. Put it on this dude.
Dude. Damn, like you got like you
some retired porn dick. It's all wrinkled.
I'm almost positive there's an anime that explains how that would work.
Probably.
I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna find it and report back.
But yeah, I mean,
is there like a dick donor list, by the way? Like,
no, that's what I was just.
That's what I said. Like, my license just says organ donor, but it doesn't say dick donor on it.
Right. That's an organ. That's an organ. Oh,
technically, man. No. I don't think so.
Who asked you? Fridays at 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern, live on Rockin' Comedy Radio.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Contact us live during the show by calling 702-600-4204. That number again, 702-600-4204. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Comedy and like us on Facebook.
Do it now!
Well, tonight I'm causing a commotion. Tonight I'm feeling mighty fine. You can keep your dull and boring spirits. Just give me a wicked tango moonshine.
Maybe you want to snort a whiskey. Maybe tequila's pretty grand. Just give me a wicked tango. Red hot moonshine in my hand. Sit tonight, I'm causing a commotion. Sit tonight, I'm feeling mighty fine. Keep your dull and born spirits. Just give me wicked tango moonshine. Said you keep your dull and boring spirits. Just give me wicked tango moonshine.
And you're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show with Crazy DJ.
Never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter. So I just keep what's still unchewed. And I take it home, save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold, and oxidation. I don't care. I've got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil. Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready. Then maybe you'll chew. A refreshing herbal tea.
Lovely.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border. Puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil. Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy. There's a big conspiracy.
Here's another Red Peters Song Snatch.
Hello, music lovers. I'm Red Peters, and welcome to RedPetersSongSnatch.com. We all want to believe in heroes, right? And what's more fascinating and exciting than the story of a heroic dog? Here's Nashville singer-songwriter Mr. Dickie Weed singing his inspiring song of canine bravado, Petey the Wonder Dog.
Petey
sheriff's deputy was drowning. Everybody sobbed and sighed with relief and cried, "Oh, thank God, Petey, the wonder dog is here." Well, Petey took one look at the current and said as he walked away from the whole situation, "The reason that they call me the wonder dog is that mama didn't raise no fucking fool."
That was Petey the Wonder Dog by Mr. Dickie Weed. And you can hear more of his songs at myspace.com/Dickie Weed. And if you've written any good original tunes or know of any good songs or groups that should be featured on the Song Snatch, write to me or send MP3s to songsnatch@redpeters.com.
Here's another Red Peters Song Snatch.
For more information and downloads, visit redpeters.com. And to sing along to all my songs, go to redpeterskaraoke.com.
You can catch the Song Snatch Thursday, Fridays, and Sundays here at Rockin' Comedy Radio. That's right, on Sunday mornings during the Silly Sunday Show, we play the Song Snatch again. You are listening to the All Request Silly Sunday Show. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. It's 8 days and 8 minutes of the Beatles, day number one, coming up in about 20 minutes. We've got Bernie Hamburger coming in. We've got our first round of Beatles songs and possibly two performers now coming in to do their Beatles songs. If you want to give me a call, I'd love to hear from you. 702-600-4204. That's 702-600-4204. I'd like to give a big shout out to Jeannie and Dwayne Faulkner, who has Sin City Presents. Their first magazine has come out, their first digital magazine, which is, of course, Sin City Presents. If you go to joemag.com, that's JOOMAG.com, and pull up pages number 4 and 5, you'll read all about the dedication of Abbey Road, Las Vegas, and all about what the Rockin' Comedy Show's doing. You're not going to want to miss it. I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun next week. And just a little reminder, the week after that, we're looking at the 11th. The week of the 11th, no Rockin' Comedy Show, taking some time off to still try and fix my voice. So I need a little bit more rest. But anyway, so we've got that going on coming up. We've got the news, the best of Craigslist, and Darius is going to be here as well. But give me a little taste of some Beatles since we are doing 8 days and 8 minutes of the Beatles. Here's Big Daddy.
Still be sending me a valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine. Wow. If I'd been out to 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still be me when I'm 64? Sweater by the fireside, Sunday morning, go for a ride. You in the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still need me when I'm 64? Stay with you. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasted away. Give me your answer. now? Will you still be sending me a valentine? Birthday greetings, but the while. If I'd been out at 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still need me when I'm 64? When I'm
64.
Said when I'm
64.
64, maybe more. When I'm 64. I said 64, maybe more, when I'm 64.
I think it's weird to mix any drugs, right? I got a buddy that smokes pot and does steroids. That's a weird combination. He's definitely the strongest guy that I know, but he's too lazy to help you move or anything useful, so what's the point? While we're on the subject of drugs, no one's doing meth, right? That's a crazy drug. That's wild. I read a newspaper article recently about meth, and the thing is, in the article, they were talking about how bad meth is, but then in the article, they published a pleasure scale to show you how good meth makes you feel. Yeah, that'll keep the kids off. Give them the hardcore data on how awesome it is. Now, this scale was based on dopamine, the pleasure-sensing chemical that your brain releases while you're doing certain activities. Here's how it went. Apparently, eating a cheeseburger, 1.5 on the scale. Sex, 2. All right, I'm glad some of you are shocked. Most of you seem a little complacent with that. You're like, yeah, it sounds about right. Huh? Wait, was there bacon on the cheeseburger? You gotta be kidding me, you guys. The fact that they're only half a point apart on the scale makes me think either that's the most amazing, magical cheeseburger. What, is that ground unicorn meat? What is that? Or that's lousy sex. I don't know. Maybe you guys aren't doing it right. I don't know. The scale went on. Cheeseburger was 1.5. Sex was 2. Cigarettes were also 2. What? Again, I was shocked. I've actually never smoked a cigarette, but that would explain why nobody wants to quit. Right? That's a good smoke. Right, have a cigarette, roll over and have a cigarette. Yeah. That's multiple orgasms in every pack. Yeah, I don't even think chain smokers are addicted, they're just horny. Cocaine was 4. That's like banging 2 chicks. Awesome. Meth, 11. Wow, yeah, wow is right. I thought about those numbers for a second. 11? That means you could add that up. That means you could be having sex, eating a cheeseburger, smoking a cigarette, on cocaine, still not to meth yet. You're not even close. You're like a hand job and a happy meal short. That's mathematics. Isn't that crazy? 11? Someone's at 11 right now. Someone's running around the streets at 11, right? That person feels better than all of us combined. And we're out having a good time. How depressing is that?
Think about all these times. Got me thinking about all these times. You got me thinking about all these times. And so we sing it again. You got me thinking about all these times. Got me thinking about all these times. You got me thinking about all these times. And so we sing it again. We sing it again. You got me thinking about all these times. Got me thinking about all these times. Got me thinking about all these times. And so we sing it again. You got me thinking about all these times.
news these days be all about the hell we're raising. And girls like Carly saying, call me maybe. These ladies got me so used to misbehaving. All the planes that we're leaving in, we can't succeed, you better think again. The secrets I've been keeping in, it's so bad outside, I forgot what the season is. So lately I've been sleeping in, fresh air creeping in, had a late evening, and now I know what the reason is. You got me thinking about all these times, got me thinking about all these times, got me thinking about all these times, and so we sing it again. You got me thinking about all these times, got me thinking about all these times, got me thinking about all these times, and so we sing it again. You got me thinking about all these times. Times. You got me thinking about all these times, and so we sing it again. You got me thinking about. Got me think about all these times, and so we sing it again. You got me think about all these times. Got me think about all these times. Got me think about all these times, and so we sing it again. You got me think about all these times. All these times. You got me think about all these times, and so we sing it again. You got me think about.
It is the Rock and Comedy Show. We are live. Coming up in just a few minutes, we've got Bernie Hamburger as our guest. Darius is making his way still to the top of the 44th floor. It is 8 days and 8 minutes of the Beatles. For those of you just joining us, don't forget, this is an opportunity for a lot of local bands. We have 3 spots left for the August 20th show. There's going to be a lot of international coverage and all kinds of media. So the way it works, you just get a hold of the Rockin' Comedy Show, put together 3 songs or 8 minutes, and come on down to the studio, and we'll put you in front of the camera, and then people are going to vote for your video. And if your video is the best, then you'll get one of the last 3 slots. So you're not going to want to miss that. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Also coming up, we got the Funnies at 5. We've also got the best of Craigslist and the news. Don't go anywhere. The show continues next.
Sip Fizz Energy. No sudden crash and calorie. Low carb, vitamin B. The healthy energy mix. Sip Fizz.
Hey, it's Mark Benning from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and if you're like me, then you know Zip Fizz. It's the number one tasting energy mix, and the best part, it's completely healthy. Think of it as a healthy energy drink that is vitamin enhanced. Just add one of their great flavors, my favorite, orange cream. The energy lasts for 4 to 6 hours with no harsh aftertaste and no harsh crash. No sugar, no crash, why not?
Zip Fizz. Energy, no sudden crash, 10 calorie, low carb, vitamin B, the healthy energy mix. Zip Fizz.
Hey Jay, I'm hungry. You want to grab a bite to eat?
Yeah, I was thinking about heading over to Naked City Pizza.
I don't really want to eat somewhere where I have to take my clothes off.
You don't have to take your clothes off. It's just called Naked City Pizza.
Oh, well, I'm not really in the mood for pizza.
Well, okay, how about their fettuccine carbonara?
What's that?
It's pasta, bacon, cheese, with a fresh egg right on top.
No.
Okay, well, maybe a chicken finger sub?
No.
I got it. One of my faves. A braised pork tenderloin with caramelized onions and a pork hash.
I kind of want pizza.
You just said you didn't want pizza.
Well, I thought you said we were going to Naked City Pizza.
We are. Did I tell you that they're award-winning 2 years in a row and was featured on the Triple D on the Food Network?
Oh, with Guy Fieri.
That's the one.
I like that show.
They've got 2 locations in Vegas, 4608 Paradise, next to the Hofra House and the Hard Rock, and also at 3240 Arville inside Moondoggies.
And you can keep your clothes on at both locations.
Yes. In fact, they encourage it.
Okay, good.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more details.
Have you recently lost a loved one? I'm Dick Palmer, funeral director of Happy Endings Funeral Home. Times like these can be hard on anyone. But if there's one thing I've learned in my many years of experience, it's that every stiff deserves a happy ending. That's why we're here, to lend a hand. Get your loved one off the right way. Choose Happy Endings Funeral Home. Experts in handling life's final climax. Happy Endings Funeral Home. Proud sponsor of the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Hey, hey, this is Paul Shortino, and you're listening to Jay's Rockin' Comedy Show!
Let loose from the noose.
dude.
It's time for the Rockin' Comedy Show's 8 days of 8 minutes of the Beatles. In celebration of the Abbey Road crossing experience in downtown Las Vegas, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' legendary visit to Sin City, Crazy Jay is going to play 8 minutes of the Beatles for 8 straight days, leading up to the dedication ceremony on August 8th, because Las Vegas loves the Beatles. And now it's time for... 8 days a week. It is 8 days of 8 minutes of the Beatles.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. Get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. Chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime. So
studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Oh, oh, oh. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures, John? Back in school again, Maxwell plays the pool again. Teacher gets annoyed, wishing to avoid an unpleasant scene. She tells Max to stay when the class has gone away, so he waits behind. Writing 50 times, I must not be so, oh, oh, oh. But when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver. We'll be right back.
C31. Said we caught a dirty one. Maxwell stands alone. Painting testimonial pictures. Oh, 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 oh. Rose and Valerie screaming from the gallery. Say he must go free. The judge does not agree, and he tells them so.
Your eyes, and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing. And hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
go get some drinks.
Yeah, I don't really want to go out tonight.
Come on, man. Friends don't let friends drink alone.
All right.
Can't wait to go try some of that wicked tango. It's developed with a purpose.
Yeah, to make you attractive to women.
Very funny.
So I wonder what's good here.
Why don't we ask the bartender?
Hey, bartender, what's good here?
Wicked tango. Wicked tango tequila. Wicked tango 87 American light whiskey. And if that ain't enough, something to really punch your face in. Wicked tango moonshine.
Is it me or is that bartender a little intense?
Yeah, but he made me want to ride the Bolt.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Real original.
So you wanna be wicked, but can you tango? No, not that kind of tango, goof.
Wicked Tango, proud sponsor of the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Hey, Rockin' Comedy Radio listeners, it's time to put the sizzle in summer for a limited time over at Cheeburger Cheeburger. That's right, for a limited time, you can try a 16-ounce ribeye steak served with a side of potato salad, corn on the cob, and a slice of ice-cold watermelon. It's going to be available all summer, but why wait? I'm hungry thinking about it right now. You can try some deep-fried artichoke hearts. Did you know at Cheeburger Cheeburger, they have over 5 different size burgers? That's right, 9 cheeses, 28 toppings. And if you mention Rockin' Comedy Radio, you'll get a free burger upgrade with the purchase of another burger. You gotta wash it down with something, so why not create the perfect milkshake? At Cheeburger Cheeburger, they have over 1,285 shake combinations. And if you mention Rockin' Comedy Radio, they'll give you a dollar off that shake. Cheeburger Cheeburger is delicious. One of the best hamburgers in all of Las Vegas. Don't take my word for it. Go and try it yourself. Cheeburger Cheeburger is located at 8390 South Rainbow Boulevard. That's 8390 South Rainbow Boulevard between Windmill and Wigwam. It's delicious. Bring the family. Bring the kids. Try the 1-pounder. Try everything. Cheeburger Cheeburger. It's delicious. I'm going now.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Road Racing. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime! And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get 3 races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more
details. This is Bill Cosby, and you're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I approve this message.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, Crazy J with you, and we are live once again on the 44th floor as our 8 days and 8 minutes of Beatles kick off today. In the studio, he's no stranger to the show as the guitar player for Billy Darren the Pumps, but it's Bernie Hamburger.
How's it going?
Bill Tracy says hi.
Well, hello, Bill Tracy.
I didn't know you knew him. He was here last night, and he was like, oh, I heard you have Bernie Hamburger coming in.
Yeah.
How many people do you know?
More than I want to.
Everybody in Las Vegas?
No, I have a lot of beautiful friendships with a lot of people here in town because of the business I do with my guitar building and repair.
Right. Yeah. So, first off, when did you get into doing the guitars? When did you start making them?
I started repairing guitars in 1971. I started building them in 79.
And when did you meet George Harrison?
I met George Harrison June 18th, 1992, through Carl Perkins. Flew over to London, met with Carl Perkins over there, delivered a guitar to Carl, And I said to Carl, I have another guitar here. I'd love to show it to George. And then I said, of course, that's probably impossible. And George, and Carl looked at me and said, no way. If I told George Harrison to jump, he'd say, how high, Mr. Perkins? Because, you know, because back in the day, George looked up to Carl the way we all look up to the Beatles. You know?
Right.
So Carl arranged a meeting. Carl asked me, he said, Bernie, can you be at my hotel suite tonight at 8 p.m.? George will be here. What am I going to do, say no?
Yeah, right.
So fortunately, we orchestrated that and made it happen.
And you showed him the guitar.
Showed him a guitar. Excuse me.
I'm sure it didn't go that smoothly. I'm sure when you first walked in the room, you're like, holy shit,
listen,
that's George Harrison.
I knocked on the... First of all, I've been sitting in the lobby downstairs in this hotel waiting for George and his wife to show up. I see George and his wife walk in, and I just like went, oh, my God, that's George Harrison, you know.
Right.
So then a few moments later, the lady at the at the hotel desk said, you may go up to room 403 now. So I did, knocked on the door. It was Carl's hotel suite. Carl opens the door, lets me in, and then George Harrison approaches me with his arm extended out. Hello, Mr. Hamburger. I'm George. And I just looked at him. I'm white as a sheet because I saw my reflection in the mirror next to me shaking George's hand. And all I could do is say to George, I know, when he said, I'm George. And it's a pleasant honor to meet you.
So did he, so I take it he liked the guitar you were going to show him?
Well, he was sitting there playing the guitar that Carl had received earlier that day, and he didn't want to let it go. And I said, George, I have another one here. I'd like you to take a look at it, if you would. He did, and I handed it to him, and he started tinkering with it and playing with it. And Carl played the other guitar, and nobody in the room but me, George, and George's wife, Olivia. And here I am sitting on a chair in a hotel suite, and there is Carl and George. They're each holding guitars that I built, and they're both playing them, and they're telling each other, hey, remember this song? Hey, remember this song? And they're just diddling away. And I'm thinking, I'm looking in the mirror at my reflection, saying to myself, can you believe this? This is not right.
Yeah.
So
how many guitars did you make for him?
I wound up making a total of 3 guitars for George Harrison plus a mandolin. He asked me that evening, he says, do you make mandolins as well? Without hesitation, I said, yes, I do, but I never built one in my life. So he says, we have to go to this function, me and Carl and Olivia. Would you mind coming along? I go, sure. The function was the 20th anniversary of the opening of the first Hard Rock Cafe, which is in London. So there I am. I'm walking on this red carpet. Flash bulbs are going off. And I was the only multi-nobody in the entourage. Everybody else was famous, you know, Sylvester Stallone, all kinds of people walking into this party. And so I am sitting at a table, just me and George, and he's explaining in detail how he'd like me to make this mandolin, and I made it, you know. And then I delivered it 3 months later in New York City at his hotel suite, and he invited me and Diane to see the Dylan tribute concert that you're probably all aware of at Madison Square Garden. And so he had us, we sat in a box in a section with Ravi Shankar's family members. And that was quite a memorable night. The night ended. We get back to the hotel. An hour or two later, our hotel room phone rings, and it was George. He wanted to make sure that we had a good time. What am I going to do, say no? It sucked? Of course, George, we had a great time. Thank you for calling. You know.
Right. Is he the only Beatle you made guitars for?
I made a guitar for Paul McCartney, a left-handed one. And then I wound up making guitars for Tom Petty because Tom Petty's a big Beatle fan. I made him one. I made Mike Campbell 4 guitars also. And it just went on and on from there. And, you know, a lot of people that are Beatle fans, whether they're famous or not, fortunately, some of them got to look me up and hire me for them.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you're still making them today.
Still making them today.
For all kinds of
everybody.
Well-known guitar players.
Exactly. The guitar player of Bad Company, Howard Leese, who, as we know, plays in Vegas now at a show.
Yeah.
Rock Vault. I made him a bunch of guitars when he was with Heart. And then, of course, also with Bad Company, Paul Rodgers.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, while you're here, and we're doing 8 minutes of the Beatles, we have
We have a gentleman outside. His name is Daniel Park. And,
cool.
He's going to come in and do 8 minutes right there on camera as we try to fill the last three spots for the show down there on August 20th. So we're going to take a real quick break, bring him in, and get him all set up. And everyone, we will be right back.
All right.
There's a half-empty beer on the TV set. A fellow victim of sad neglect. It's warm and flat, smells like I don't know what. And floating on top's an old cigarette butt. This half-empty beer, it's kinda like my life. Old and tasteless, pisses off the wife. So I pick it up, I throw it away. It disappears without nothing to say. I ain't going out like that. I ain't going out like that. When I go down, I'm going down in a rain. It's like a falling star, like a crashing plane. When I go down, I'm going down in a rain. It's like Captain Kirk saving the world. There's a roach in the ashtray, shriveled and brown. Not much left after it's gone around. My buddy Bill, he puts it in a clip. A little puff of smoke, man, that's about it. Yeah.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back live. It's 8 days and 8 minutes of the Beatles. And joining us in the studio, no stranger to the show. We like his music a lot. And he's here to do a couple of Beatles songs. Give it up for Daniel Park, everybody.
Yeah, all right. Thank you again for having me. Huh? You know, I always love the Beatles.
Anytime you're ready.
Places I remember all my life. Some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, some remain. All these places have good moments with lovers and life, I love them all, but of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compared with you. These memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. And I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. And I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my high life, I love you more. In my high life, I love you more. In my high life, I love you more.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice.
Wow. Love that song.
Nice. Yeah, that's a great song. Keep going.
All right, here we go. How about this one?
He come on flat top, he come grooving up slowly. He got Juju eyeball, he won holy roller. He got hair down to his knees. Got to be a joker, he'll just do what he please. Oh. He wear no shoe shine, he got toe jam football, he got monkey finger, he shoe Coca-Cola. He said, I know you, you know me. One thing I could tell you is you gotta be free. Everybody come together right now, over me. He bagged production, he got Warus gumboot, he got oh no sideboard, he won spy no cracker, he got feet down below his knees. Hold you in his armchair, you can feel his disease. Come together right now over me. He roller coaster, he got early warning. morning, he got muddy water. He won't mold your filter. He said one and one and one is three. Got to be good looking, 'cause he's so hard to see. Come together right now over me. Come together right now over me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Got one more in you?
No. All right, one more.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart, 'cause then you can start to make it better. Hey, Jude, don't be afraid, 'cause you were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hate you, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. For while you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. La 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 la. Hate you, don't let me down, 'cause you have found her. No, go and get her. Remember to let her into your heart, 'cause then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in. Hate you, begin. They're looking for someone to perform with. And don't you know that it's just you? Hate you, you do. The movements you make is on your shoulders. La 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 la. So take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her under your skin, 'cause then you begin to make it better. Better, 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 better. La, la.
Everybody.
Oh, well, thank you.
For him. Awesome. Doing his 8 minutes of Beatles for you. So, what'd you think of that, Bernie?
That was pretty damn good.
Just like you're saying record. Grand and damn at the same time.
Pretty grand and damn good.
Just like the record.
Just like the record.
And thank you, Daniel, for being here. It was awesome. Real quick visit today. And Bernie, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Want to plug your guitars?
Yeah, I do. You can see my guitars on hamburguitar.com. That's HamburguitarGuitar.com. I also want to plug my band, Billy Dare and the Pumps. We're going to be playing 2 weeks from tonight at Jalisco's Cantina, which is on Durango and 215.
With the third degree.
With the third degree. Those guys rock, man. So we're going to have a lot of fun with them that night. I hope anybody listening, please come on down and have some fun and laughs and listen to some good music.
And what about you, Daniel? You got anything going on this weekend?
Let's see. I am playing at the Container Park in like 2 hours.
Nice.
Very cool.
Downtown.
Wow.
Yeah, that's about it for right now.
Right. All right.
For this weekend.
We're going to take a... Yeah, you got an easy weekend. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the show right after this.
All right.
You're listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. Contact us live during the show by calling 702-600-4204. That number again, 702-600-4204. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Comedy and like us on Facebook.
Do it now! Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God. Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You got to be there.
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more details.
Have you recently lost a loved one? I'm Dick Palmer, funeral director of Happy Endings Funeral Home. Times like these can be hard on anyone. But if there's one thing I've learned in my many years of experience, it's that every stiff deserves a happy ending. That's why we're here, to lend a hand. Get your loved one off the right way. Choose Happy Endings Funeral Home. Experts in handling life's final climax. Happy Endings Funeral Home. Proud sponsor of the Rockin' Comedy Show.
So you wanna be wicked, but can you tango? No, not that kind of tango, goof. Wicked tango. Wicked Tango Tequila. Wicked Tango 87 American Light Whiskey. And if that ain't enough, something to really punch your face in. Wicked Tango Moonshine.
Sip Fizz Energy. No sudden crash and calorie. Low carb, vitamin B. The healthy energy mix. Sip Fizz.
Zip Fizz, the all-natural, great-tasting, healthy energy mix for those on the go. Zip Fizz!
Zip Fizz Energy, no sudden crash, 10 calorie, low carb, vitamin B, the healthy energy mix. Zip Fizz!
Hey, this is Murray Sajak hanging out here with the Rockin' Comedy Show, the number one podcast in Las Vegas. Check it out.
What you were thinking while keeping it from sight.
she'll be sending me a Valentine. Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still be me when I'm 64? When your lights are gone, you could knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday morning, go for a ride. You in the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still beat me when I'm 64? Stay with you. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Stay with you. When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
That's Big Daddy once again here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy Jay with you. Looks like I'm flying solo today. It's all right. Used to do it for years by myself. Give it up for Bernie Hamburger for stopping by and talking to us about the Beatles and how he met George Harrison and all that good stuff. And give it up for Daniel Park. Amazing. And that's exactly how the 8 minutes is going to work. They're going to come into a couple songs. We're going to film them. And then we're going to post the videos. And you can vote for your favorites. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Give me a call. 702-600-4204. That's 702-600-4204. It's only 4:39, and I think we can do this by myself. Let's do some Best of Craigslist.
Got a big old jar of belly button lift for free. I got it on Craigslist. Oh, yeah. I found a mule named Si. He's my favorite pal. I found him up on Craigslist. It's time for Best of Craigslist on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Yeah. It's time for the Best of Craigslist on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Rockin' Comedy Show. Time for Best of Craigslist. Time for Best of Craigslist.